Comes live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan. It's the Camaro Z28.com podcast with your hosts Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in. It's the Camaro Z28.com podcast on the air.
And welcome back to another great episode of the Camaro Z28.com podcast. And what is this, episode number 48?
What's so great about it?
And I don't know. We don't have that much to talk about this week either.
It's been so quiet lately.
Yeah, and gas prices still suck.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and thank God it's raining today.
Yeah, because it's been like a freaking 100 degrees all week.
Yeah, it's been kind of nuts, but hey, it rained, but then they jacked the gas prices up.
$3.10 for the cheap stuff.
Man.
$3.10.
Man! You know, it used to be cool, you know, fill up the tank and cruise around. Go. Hey, where are you going? Oh, I'm going to go for a drive. All right, see you later. You know, you just tool around, you stop somewhere, get a Slurpee or whatever. Now it's like, where are you going? Nowhere. I'm not going anywhere because
it cost me $40 to fill my gas tank.
Sons of bitches.
Ugh. Yeah. You know, what would it be without, you know, us complaining about gas prices, you know?
I think our very first episode we mentioned gas prices.
Oh, yeah.
And they still suck. And you know what I hate? I'm sick of hearing. And there's no end in sight.
No end in sight. I was reading an article today online. I can't remember if it was CNN, but apparently Iran wants to raise the price of oil to $200 a barrel for the United States.
And just for the people who don't pay attention, what's the average price per barrel right now?
About 70. we don't get
what?
That much.
What, 200?
Yeah. Yeah, they're talking out of their ass.
That'd cripple our country.
Well, OPEC's in charge of the oil, and we don't get that much from Iran anyways.
I'm not kidding, man.
Screw them.
This is BS.
Ugh. Yeah.
Well, let's talk about something happy. What do you got?
The Woodward Dream Cruise is coming up.
Oh, that's happy for me.
Oh, man.
And we, you know why,
giant parking lot.
Yeah, but guess what?
I know your car is being there for the GM display.
Chevrolet approved my car to be in their display.
That'll be better than sitting in a parking lot on Woodward.
Well, I'll be sitting in a parking lot in between Old Woodward and New Woodward.
Yeah. Amongst the 2 million people that'll be out there that week.
That's it?
That's it?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Woodward is awesome, but, man, it's just...
It's gotten too big.
About 10 years ago, it was the first time I went to the Woodward Dream Cruise, mm-hmm. in my first Camaro, and it was pretty cool. You know, it was a cruise, but now it's just so commercialized and that drew more people, and now it's just absolutely packed. And you're walking or driving, it doesn't matter. It's slow going. I mean, there's tons and tons and tons of cars from all over the country there, and it's great to see the major manufacturers there with their huge displays. And you know, we're talking not only the automakers but the aftermarket. I mean, it's just wall to wall cars and of course people.
Mm-hmm.
But it's pretty cool. At least I won't have to be driving because I'm going to get there super early in the morning and park my car in the Chevrolet display.
Yeah, and you won't have to pay.
Pay.
Yeah.
What do
you mean? You know, they're charging like $100 a spot just to park on Woodward.
Oh, yeah, right, yeah, right. Yeah, which I would never even dream of doing anyway.
That's insane.
But you know, don't let that, you know, deter you, because it's still a cool, if you got a little bit of patience and you don't mind.
And you like people watching.
And you like people watching. And car watching. I mean, the amount of cars are unbelievable there. It's awesome.
Yeah.
And I'll have a front row seat, and I'll be hanging around my car probably for most of the day. It's going to be on Saturday of the cruise.
Yeah.
And so if you see my car.
So if you're coming around to Woodward, stop by the Chevrolet section.
Yeah, and look for my car. It's a black Camaro SS, and you can see more pictures of it at my personal homepage at phantomss.com.
Bitchin'.
Awesome. It'll be cool. Hopefully it won't rain or be hot as hell.
Well, probably will be, but whatever.
It'll be one of the two because it's Michigan.
Yeah.
And everything just seems to suck right now. Speaking of which, did we mention how quiet it is? Camaro news related?
Yeah, it's, almost like the calm before the storm or something.
It'd be nice.
Yeah.
I mean, there just hasn't been much. You know?
There hasn't much news about anything, really. I mean, GM released some news on some trucks this week, I think it was. They're doing some kind of webcast on some trucks. The new Silverado?
The pictures were released of the new full-size Chevrolet pickup. I kind of like it.
Yeah.
It's kind of nice to see that they got rid of what Scott Settlemyer calls the ninja look.
The ninja look.
Of where the headlights are kind of slanted down towards the center there. And it looks like a truck. It doesn't look like a car that's got a truck bed on it.
Yeah.
It's all right looking. It's great, you know.
Yeah. It's nice.
Hope they can sell a bunch.
Yeah, I'm not really a truck person myself, so I mean, so I don't know.
Yeah, not around here, but you know, at least they're coming out with something, and they got, from what I understand, they got plenty more to come out. You know, they're just gearing up. They got lots more new vehicles that they're going to launch. Hopefully, one will be our favorite friend, but
hopefully,
man, it's the suspense is killing me.
Yeah.
Shoot, man. Yeah. Seems like the only news that's being made is in our fifth gen section, and that's just rehash.
Rehash.
You know, people talking about the same old
Anybody
stuff.
Here, Camaro, 2010?
2010? Yeah. No, I heard it was 2029.
Oh, God.
That's the thing, everybody.
Use a search button.
Well, yeah, use a search button, but also don't believe everything you read because nobody knows what's going on.
And nobody else has the official word other than GM.
And as I say, it ain't official until it's official. People can say, oh, my buddy heard that it's official. No, it's not official. It's only official when GM says, hey, guess what? It's official. And, of course, at about the exact same time, it's going to be on the front page of our site in huge letters. It's official.
Right.
So until then, feel free to speculate and wonder, but don't listen to anybody's facts because there are no facts right now.
Yeah, but CarCraft already said it was approved. So.
Yeah, so did you know, so does everybody else. And maybe it is, but it isn't officially approved.
Yeah.
So, yeah, as you can see, we really don't have a whole lot to talk about.
Yeah. Well, you got something else on the burner, don't you? Is you doing this video project?
Oh, man, you can't say that. All right. I guess I'll let the cat out of the bag. I'm working on a video of sorts that I've been working on for, well, from this inception, 3 years, but I've been actively working on it lately, and I'm not going to give any hints out at all. It's going to be, it's a lot of work, and I got to make sure it's right, and I hope to be able to release it within the next few weeks. It's just something that I dreamed up one day, and I worked to make it happen, and it's just pretty cool. It's just like a little video project. It's just an idea I had I wanted to see kind of come to life.
Cool.
And that's all I'm going to give out, but...
So far, so good.
So far, the...
It's coming along pretty good.
The rough versions of this video is pretty badass, if I do say so myself. And I think that when people see it, they're going to go, yeah, and it's going to... And they're going to like it a lot. So that's all I'm going to say right now. And I haven't said anything before, and I probably won't say much until I unleash it upon the earth. But it's going to be kick-ass.
Yeah.
It's going to make a lot of people talk, and that's my goal.
What else is going on?
Hey, I know.
What?
Let's do a site of the week.
Okay. Bam!
Thank you. I tell you what, let's just see what you got under the hood. There's a website. Wow, it takes four to get out of here. We're going to be on website. Yeah, website. Digital homogeny.
It's time for the Camaro Z28.com podcast.
Every signal the same as the next.
Website review.
All right, it's been a while since we actually picked a site for the site of the week because we exhausted all of our resources, but we did come across another one that was pretty cool, planetcamaro.com.
This is a fairly new site, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. It's your usual style of blog for Camaro News, and it's run by the folks over at Stangnet.
Oh,
and
okay.
If you haven't, you know, been around quite as much as we have, we've met the guys from Stangnet, and they're really cool guys. Very cool to talk to, and we've kind of kept in touch off and on over the years. But, you know, for Mustangs, they got an awesome site, and they decided to get into the Camaro thing. They're actually running a series of blogs at rpmplanets.com, but one of them is Planet Camaro. And as of right now, the latest entry is, well, guess what? The video of you driving the Camaro concept.
Yeah, looks like it's a collection of stories from plucked from the net.
Miscellaneous news.
Yep, about the fifth gen here.
Yep.
Pretty well put together.
Yeah.
You know, in your typical blog fashion.
And it's nice that we have more and more of these sites out there.
Yeah.
Because surely GM sees what's going on. You know, they do have people that do look around to see what people are saying. They just, of course, can't
interact. Kind of like I do in my spare time.
Yeah, pretty much.
See who's saying what about us. That's how I found this site.
And they've mentioned us a couple of times. It's a good site. Yet another blog, but good to have.
Hopefully we'll have some more news next week.
Yeah, and we've been accepting submissions from you folks out there for Sites of the Week, and, well, you know, we're running out of ideas here, and we're only going to be able to report on some that we find, and, well, we're going to leave it up to you to let us know what you find, what you think is a good site that we should take a look at and comment on. So why don't you send your submissions in, and here's how.
To stay informed and in touch with the Camaro Z28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the Camaro Z28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182. Or by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com.
And speaking of which, I got a bunch of crap I got to give away.
Still?
Well, yeah.
Didn't you get a big package in the mail today?
I did get a big package from Chevrolet with some Chevrolet goodies inside for me to give away.
So what's the matter with you people?
Yeah.
You don't want this stuff?
Yeah. Well, if you're just a first-time listener, you're wondering, okay, I want the Chevrolet goodies. How do I get my hands on it? Well, if you haven't noticed, a couple weeks ago, we celebrated our 10-year anniversary of the Camaro Z28.com being in operation. And what we want everybody to do is to just give us a call on that hotline that we just mentioned a couple minutes ago. And give us a testimonial on what the site means to you and what it's done for you.
If we pick you, we'll send you some stuff.
Yeah, simple as that.
Sounds like a good deal. It sounds easy enough to do.
One of the prizes is going to be a complete Zeno car polish kit.
Ooh.
It's the ultimate kit. It's like their top of the line, everything you need to get started.
That's some bucks there.
It's well over $100.
Mm.
You know, I could always use that too if nobody wants to call in. We actually really haven't promoted it much, except here on the podcast.
Right.
But we're going to make a few posts in the lounge and maybe on the front page of the website.
Sounds good.
But don't wait, man. The sooner you get them in, the sooner you can win some stuff. Really, I got no room for it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I got enough Zeno in my garage.
Oh, yeah.
I don't got any more room on my shelf.
Yeah. I started mixing it in with vodka. Good stuff, man. It smells great.
Yeah.
Smells like cherries and bubblegum and peaches. So, yeah, please give us a phone call, man. We'd love to hear from you.
I think that's all I can think of for the week.
This is our slowest week since we've been doing this. In the 48 weeks we've done this,
stuff to come up with today.
Yeah, we were just kind of sitting around going, what are we going to talk about? It's just been dead quiet over the past week.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that things will ramp up. You know, I'm hoping that you folks out there give us something to talk about.
Yeah.
That's it, man.
That's it.
What a crappy podcast.
Let's start a weekend.
Huh?
Start our weekend.
Yeah! Start our weekend. What are you going to do all weekend?
Hell if I know.
I know what I'm doing.
What?
I'm going to be working on the site.
Oh.
Because we got things in the works, my friends.
And you're going to work on your car, too. Woodward's only a couple weeks away. You have to go through that again.
What's to work on?
Take it out, clean it, pull all the wheels off.
Bah. I did that in July for Superfest.
Yeah.
I think that's going to wrap it up.
Yeah, let's get the hell out of here.
Sorry we didn't have any great news for you this week, but hopefully next week.
See you later.
Thanks for listening to the Camaro Z28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182, or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Don't forget to stop by the website for more information and show notes for today's show. Also, check out the forums and other resources at CamaroZ28.com. It's all there for you. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.